This is MSONewsSports.com. I'm Bill Newell with MSO News Sports Baseball Insider Andy Carboni. Andy, welcome.
Happy to be back once again, Bill, and the season's starting to creep closer and closer to an end. We got the trade deadline coming up and all kinds of excitement around Fenway Park.
No, you're right. I mean, we are now just on the we can see August from here, from where we are at, and this is the coming down the home stretch for sure. And a big weekend series coming up as well. But, man, the glass was not even half full last night, was it, Andy?
There was a big break in that glass. The glass was shattered all over the floor, and it was ugly as the Blue Jays rolled over the Red Sox last night at Fenway 13-1. But even with that ugly loss last night, the Sox find themselves at 63-41, still in first place in the AL East, a game and a half ahead of the Tampa Bay Rays. As you mentioned, tonight the Sox open up a 10-game road trip with a weekend series starting with the Rays. So a lot is going to be told in the upcoming week to 10 days or so. We'll see how things are going to play out for the squad.
The Sox did add someone to their roster, right?
Yes, they did. They made a move after last night's game. They acquired outfielder Kyle Schwarber from the Washington Nationals for a minor league pitching prospect. The 28-year-old is slugging .570 this year with 25 home runs. He's currently on the injured list with a hamstring injury, but he's expected to return soon. Schwarber did make his first All-Star game this year, but unfortunately he was not able to play because of the injury.
Well, it's been an eventful week for sure for the Red Sox with the Yankees and so on, and some exciting games. So why don't you take us back and review the last several days, if you will.
Well, since we last spoke, last Thursday, the Red Sox are playing the Yankees, and the Red Sox beat the Yankees 5-4 in 10 innings. Sox scoring two runs at the bottom of the ninth and two more in the bottom of the tenth for the win. Yankees reliever Brooks Krisky set a major league record in the bottom of the tenth inning. He threw four wild pitches, and that allowed the Red Sox to pick up a win last Thursday. Then on Friday, the Red Sox continue their winning over the Yankees, this time 6-1. Rafael Devers the story, two home runs, five RBI. Devers' two home runs gave him 100 for his career. He becomes the third fastest Sox player to hit that many before the age of 25, joining Ted Williams and Tony Conigliaro. Then on Saturday, what is being depicted as the worst loss of the season for the Sox, they followed the Yankees 4-3. The Sox held a 3-0 lead with two outs in the top of the eighth. The Yankees then went on to score four runs in the top of the eighth. So that was just an ugly, ugly loss. But then the Red Sox returned the favor on Sunday, beating the Yankees 5-4 this time around. Yankee pitcher Domingo Germán no-hit the Red Sox through seven innings. But then the Sox exploded for five runs in the bottom of the eighth for the win. Also last Sunday up in Maine, Chris Sale continued his return from Tommy John surgery, allowing two runs in just over three innings of work, struck out nine for the Portland Sea Dogs. Sale will be back on the mound tomorrow night in Worcester. Sale could be back on the mound for the Red Sox on August the 10th, so that's kind of like another trade deadline acquisition. But if you're thinking of heading over to Worcester tomorrow night for that game to see Sale pitch, think about something else to do. That game is sold out. Then we started off this week with the Blue Jays, and on Monday the Sox won 5-4. Another come-from-behind win as Alex Verdugo's two-run homer in the bottom of the eighth gave the Sox the lead and the eventual win. This was the Red Sox Major League-leading 33rd come-from-behind win of the season. Tuesday, Sox and Jays postponed. On Wednesday, they played a split doubleheader. Game one, Jays beat the Sox 4-1. Game two, the Sox came back to beat the Jays 4-1.
You know, that final weekend with the Yankees last weekend, the big Saturday loss, as you pointed out, the tough one. But I watched some of that, and then I was watching Sunday too, Andy. I said, oh, this is bad. I almost wanted to shut it off. I hung in there, and man, what a finish for the Red Sox. They were calling it the game of the year.
Yeah, it was probably the weekend of the year. You could label it that between the worst loss on Saturday and then the biggest win so far of the season on Sunday. So it was something. And, I was right there with you about shutting it off. In fact, I really didn't even put on the Red Sox game. I was so aggravated after Saturday. I really didn't put on the Red Sox game until 6th, 7th inning. I had it on the radio here and there and hear the no-hitter is going. I said, well, there's a no-hitter in progress. I'm going to check that out. And obviously, got to see something I didn't expect to see, so that worked out.
Yeah, it was like a roller coaster, except you only went up and then down, or down then up. That was it.
So
it's probably not a roller coaster. All right, Andy, what other Red Sox news do we have?
Well, Kike Hernandez was named the American League Player of the Week for the week ending July 25th. Last week, Kike went 10 for 25, hit three home runs, and drove in nine runs.
Any other notes from around the
Some notes with the roster. The Sox recently replaced utility man Danny Santana on the 10-day injured list with groin strain. Pitcher Hirokazu Sawamura was placed on the 10-day injured list with biceps inflammation. Pitchers Philip Valdez and outfielder Franchy Cordero recalled from Worcester. Brandon Workman designated for assignment last night to make room on the 40-man roster for newly acquired outfielder Kaius Schwarber. And the Red Sox did sign their first-round draft pick last week, shortstop Marcelo Mayer.
Man, we've got a lot. We've talked a lot here so far, and we haven't even mentioned what's up on Nesson Plus today. What's going on with the Red Sox?
Gem starting at 1 o'clock this afternoon. It's a game from July 30th, 1988. Marty Barrett single in the bottom of the ninth scores Kevin Romine for a 3-2 walk-off win over the Milwaukee Brewers at Fenway. Jim Rice hit a home run in this game, and Roger Clemens pitched a complete game, winning his 15th game of the season. He struck out 13. Brewers pitcher Teddy Higuera also threw a complete game in this one as well. That's a rarity.
Well, Andy, it's a big day, right, in baseball, July 30th here today. So what do you have for news from around Major League Baseball, and what are you expecting maybe today?
Well, the trade deadline does come our way at 4 o'clock this afternoon. Expect a flurry of activities throughout the day today. Some bigger trades that have already gone down in the last few days. The Rays traded four minor leaguers to the Twins for designated hitter Nelson Cruz. The Rays then turned around and traded pitcher Rich Hill from Milton over to the Mets for some prospects, and the Rays then traded their closer, all-star pitcher Diego Castillo, to the Mariners for two prospects. Padres acquired second baseman outfielder Adam Frazier, who was an all-star this year, and has the second highest average in the National League from the Pirates from two minor leaguers. A's pick up all-star outfielder Starling Marte from the Marlins. Brewers added all-star second baseman Eduardo Escobar from the Diamondbacks. Yankees active yesterday. They picked up two power hitters from the left side of the plate, outfielder Joey Gallo from the Rangers, and first baseman Anthony Rizzo, who was rumored to be heading to the Red Sox from the Cubs. So the Yankees gave up some prospects there as well. And the big trade that's floating around out there is yet to be finalized. The Dodgers looking to acquire pitcher Max Scherzer and shortstop Trey Turner from the Nationals.
And I guess around baseball several days ago now, the Indian name change, your take?
Yes, pretty much right after we finished up last Thursday, the Indians announced that they will be changing their names to the Guardians starting next season. So take that for what it's worth. I think they could have done better with the name change if they were going in that direction. But to me, it's a situation of the IANS at the end of Indians to Guardians. They maybe don't have to change the signage as much around the ballpark and change their logos and uniforms and that type of thing. It's kind of the way I look at it. I think that was a poor selection, but I'm glad I'm not a Indians/Guardians fan.
Or working in the sign business in the greater Cleveland area.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that ruined a lot of our potential work for us, for those kinds of people. All right, Andy, any other news to report?
Well, as we stick with the Indians/Guardians, former Sox manager and current Indians/Guardians manager Terry Francona taking a leave of absence from the team for the rest of the season as he battles some health issues. Francona is going to have hip surgery next week and then followed by a procedure to take care of a staph infection in his foot. Pirates second baseman Rodolfo Castillo set a major league record back on Wednesday. Each of his first five hits in the major leagues so far have been home runs. Baseball Hall of Fame announced yesterday they've turned down former Sox pitcher Curt Schilling's request to be removed from the 2022 Baseball Writers Association of America Hall of Fame barrel. 2022 will be the last year that Schilling is eligible for the Hall of Fame. Schilling was a top vote getter in this year's voting when no one got selected. He got 71.1% of the vote. 75% is needed to be elected. Schilling said back in January he does not want to be in the Hall of Fame.
Well, I'm glad they left him on the ballot myself, to be honest with you.
Yeah. It really would be funny if he gets elected and he says, I'm not going in. Now, that would be a turn of events.
I hope he would change his mind on that piece.
I think he'd smarten up a bit, but one never knows.
You never know. All right, Andy. And again, are you looking for anything from the Red Sox on the trade deadline?
Well, I'm certainly hope they're going to do a few more things. I mean, obviously, you can say it every year, pitching is always in need. Whether another bullpen piece or another starter to maybe shore up the rotation. So it'll be interesting. I think offensively, I think overall the team is headed in the right direction. They obviously have been scoring runs all year and will continue to do so as they've added Schwarber to the mix. I still think first base is an issue. They say that Schwarber may try to play some first base. He's never played it in the majors before. He's more of a corner outfielder. He came up as a catcher. To me, Schwarber's more like a softball player. He's not known for defense. He's just known for slugging. So he's not going to DH on the Red Sox unless the Red Sox are going to put J.D. Martinez back in the outfield more. So it was an interesting move that Chaim Bloom came up with last night, getting Schwarber. I didn't think that was the Red Sox' main goal. To me, it was, you need a first baseman to maybe platoon with Bobby Dalbec, who's really been struggling all year at the plate and even in the field. And obviously, like I said, there's always a need for pitching. So we'll have to see. There are a few other reports coming out of Fenway today, bringing some new bodies into the team for the stretch run.
All right, Andy, we'll check back again soon. Thanks again. And we'll, like I said, we'll check back soon.
Looking forward to it.
All right, there he is, MSO New Sports Baseball Insider Andy Carbone. I'm Bill Newell on MSONewsports.com.